Welcome to America Weekend.
America Weekend.
Okay, you're okay. 34 after the hour here on the Good Day program. Very interesting. When I was in college, I was the most unpopular guy. I suppose there were a number of reasons maybe for that. But I would get up every morning because I did the local radio program. When I was in school, I used to make sure my classes would come after 9 o'clock so that I could do the morning program. When the fellow who normally did it wasn't there, which was about 3 days out of five in the week, I'd get a call at 4:15, about the same time I get a call today. I've been having a 4 o'clock all my life between the farm and the radio. So I would go over to, and I'd get up and I'd get dressed, and I was conscious of who was in the room or who was in the house with me. But they used to throw things at me. They used to yell at me. They just get, wow, you're so exciting, and or excited. And I was thrilled to get up and go and do a radio program when I was like 19, 20 years, 20 years old probably. And I'm still a few years later as enthusiastic about getting up as I was then. I like doing this, and I hope that it shows. I'm Doug Steffen with my friends Victoria Keelan and Kara Schillen, who have been working behind the scenes to get to the bottom of what kemosabe means and how it applies not only to the record label from that really bad guy. I was going to say something else, but it would have to be edited, and I'm not sure Kara's trying to find kemosabe from the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. So we got into this conversation. If you're just joining us, this is not the big news of the day, folks, but because Kesha isn't going to perform at the Billboard Music Awards this week because of this cretin Dr. Luke telling her that she really can't, and there's a whole big thing. So anyway, but there was mention of Dr. Luke's record label. He owns that with Sony. The name of the record label is Kemosabe, K-E-M-O-S-A-B-E. Now, most people, this is the fun of having a dual generational program, because there are actually three generations here. My generation knows that Kemosabe applies to the Lone Ranger television show, and Tonto, the Indian, faithful Indian companion of the Lone Ranger, referred to the Lone Ranger as Kemosabe. And then it was revived in the, 80s and 90s with the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. So there was, another reference to the word. And now, in this generation, the Dr. Luke record label, which I'm sure is a play on one or both of the uses of kemosabe, this guy is trying to make people feel like working at kemosabe is a friendly adventure. I think right. Kesha might disagree with that a little bit, or it might be a little too friendly. All right, so just to underscore, I'm not sure that we found any audio from the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle, but I'm sure many of you remember. You saw, have anybody see the movie and the reference, the revival of it, put two and two together? Share that experience at 888-302-3684. But just for the fun of it, and because I can, I think that we have, 30, 40 seconds of an old Lone Ranger exchange? Is that what we have, Kara?
Just a little bit. He says it right in the beginning, but you can listen however much you want after that.
Hey, listen, thank you very much. All right, here we go.
That's right, Kemosabe.
Well, there's just one more thing to be done.
What's that?
Dig another grave. Up there.
Who that's for?
That'll be my grave.
Pretty exciting, huh?
So Kemosabe happened, that was all the time?
Well, Kemosabe was the Lone Ranger was considered the best friend of Tonto. And so Tonto used an expression, which we, I think, dug around and found out it wasn't an Indian expression. Did you tell me it was Spanish?
Yeah, quien no sabe is one of the origins, they say, and that means he who does not know.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. On Wikipedia, it says there's also a lot of Native American meanings and origins. So,
yeah,
it was probably Native American, and that's how it got into Tonto.
Right.
Is that his name, Tonto?
Yeah. Tonto. That's right. The most recent incarnation of Tonto was played by Johnny Depp. about two, maybe 3 years ago. He and Armie Hammer was the Lone Ranger, and Johnny Depp played Tonto in a really bad movie.
I was excited to see it, and then I heard such terrible things about it.
It wasn't that bad, but it was more Johnny Depp just exercising his ego more than anything else. And my son and Armie Hammer are friends, and Armie enjoyed the experience, except you had to keep your distance from Johnny Depp for any number of reasons, including his assistant. As soon as they were done taking a scene, you know, take one, take two, take three, right. His assistant was always ran onto the set with a cigarette because Johnny Depp couldn't be without a cigarette for more than 2-3 minutes.
Wow.
And it was very, you know, how that smoke and stuff, no matter where you are, it gets to be distracting. Anyway, there's probably too much information or more information needed to know about the movie was called, no, I'm thinking, it wasn't called Tonto. Was it called The Lone Ranger?
I don't remember. I think it was just The Lone Ranger.
Yeah, right. But there have been any number of remakes. Back about 30 years ago, there was a Lone Ranger movie that was really bad. Christopher Lloyd played the bad guy. I remember the movie, and there was singing. And it was just a...
Christopher Lloyd? Doc from Back to the Future?
Yeah. He was a bad guy.
Wow.
And, I mean, he was really a bad guy in that movie. He played
picture him being anything other than Doc
really,
Brown.
Really bad. Well, if you go back to the old Taxi days, you don't remember Taxi, but he was a mainstay in Taxi. That's actually how he got started, before he was Doc. He's had quite a colorful career as an actor. Anyway, so we're really going off the tracks here, but I thought it would be interesting to go back. And Kemosabe, always, that expression sort of always has tickled me. 20 minutes for the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program. The folks at Ticketmaster, I say this sort of pleasantly, although I have no use for Ticketmaster or any of these companies that scalp, that are professional, legitimized scalpers. And Ticketmaster apparently has got to cough up $400 million because of the way they screw people in their order processing and shipping departments.
There's so many fees, all those extra fees that you don't think about. It ends up being $15 to $20 a ticket extra.
Yeah, but you're not going to get nobody's going to get a check in the mail. They decided to allow Ticketmaster to reduce the ticket prices. And I don't know, how do they come up? There's like 50 million members of this class action lawsuit.
Yeah, this is no one who's ripped off from, I think, the years 1999 through 2013. If you bought a concert ticket, you're technically a member of this class action lawsuit. Mm. No one is going to benefit from this. What this means is you don't get a refund or a check. If you buy another set of tickets for Beyonce or Adele this summer, you get a $2.25 credit.
Yeah.
Right. Is it only for those concerts?
No, or, I'm just using that as an example. You have to buy more tickets in order to get
so
your $2.25 back.
You just buy a cheap ticket and then maybe it'll make a difference. The Beyonce and Adele ones are so expensive anyways. Yeah. Oh my God. Yeah,
right. And you can only use it up to 17 times. So that maximum refund amount on new purchases is $38.25. So
it's a joke.
It's a total joke.
It is. It's a more, these people are laughing all the way to the bank. It means nothing. After all this time, it means nothing. And by the way, the lawyers will collect, they'll get a fee. That's the only real cash out of pocket is the Ticketmaster has to pay for its legal expenses, and they have to pay for the legal expenses of the class.
Right.
But that's it. Other than that, nobody gets any cash. Ticketmaster write it off as it's just a business expense. So what? We'll keep screwing the public. Again, making reference to what you just said about Adele. Those ticket prices are ridiculous. And so, all right, they put the stuff out at market value, whatever it was, and sold them to the people that they know are going to turn around. Matter of fact, it wouldn't surprise me at all to learn that Ticketmaster has some quiet investment in some of these larger scalping organizations. You know as well as I do, there are people that get online and buy these tickets, hundreds of them, thousands of them at a time.
Yep.
And then they hold them. And then the Snub Hubs of the world, or whoever these other resellers are,
Ticketmaster has its own reseller now. When you go on to Ticketmaster.com, which is so frustrating, when you go on there and you say, I want to buy tickets for Coldplay, it pops up and it says, oh, here are all the tickets available. And you go, oh, wow, that's great. It's not sold out. And then you realize they're already sold out. But Ticketmaster is now only showing you their private resale tickets. So, and then it's in the fine print where it lets you know, oh, these are person-to-person sales. Right. And you're like, well, wait a minute. Why are these twice as expensive as they should be?
Well,
and
there you are.
That's what they're doing.
That's what they're doing. They are scum, as it were. 42, almost 43 past the hour. Hey, did you know that May is National Blood Pressure Month? May, yes, in case you didn't know that, may I underscore that May is National Blood Pressure Month. Do you know what your blood pressure is? Okay, this is a quiz. Victoria, do you know what your blood pressure is? You know
something is? Around like 115 over 65.
Okay, that's good.
I feel like that's what it was last time I went to the doctor.
Okay, that's very good. Yep, no, that's good. All right, Kara, do you know what your blood pressure measurements are?
I do not. I actually got it measured. I went to the doctor a few weeks ago, but I can't remember.
It's a good number to have. Most of you ought to know, as Kara does. Mine is normally about 110 over 68 to 70. And those both readings that Victoria gave you and mine are really good, healthy blood pressure readings. So as you get older, you want to maintain, if you have good, healthy blood pressure, you want to maintain it. And if you have blood pressure that is, I think what Dr. Ken would tell you, 130, above 130 on the systolic is too high, and above, I think, 90 on the whatever the bottom is, distal, distolect, whatever the two numbers are, that means you got to work on it. And so I have a way for you to celebrate National Blood Pressure Month. Perfect time for you to stock up and save on Neo 40 and Super Beats. These are the essentials of having good, healthy blood pressure. They work both the same because it's the same product, only in different form. This is these are non-GMO organic beets that are raised. And then they're cooked, and then they are crystallized or powderized, if you will, ground up. And you take Super Beets in a canister. You put a teaspoon of the Super Beets powder into a 4-ounce glass of water. And, wow, if you've never had that experience before, woo!
I just had mine. I'm on day 4 now.
Are you?
Of Super Beets. I love it. Yeah. I have it before the show every morning.
What does it do for you?
You know what I've noticed, which is, and I now that you're talking about blood pressure, I feel like it has lowered my blood pressure in the sense that sometimes if I get stressed out, you know, you can feel like your heart kind of palpitating.
Yeah.
And that's tension and stress. I don't have that anymore, which is really nice. And this is only 4 days later.
No, wait a minute. The real reason is because you're working for me.
Yes, it's like going to a spa every day.
It's easy, cool, calm, collected. It's perfect.
Yep.
All right.
Especially when you ring the cowbell, first thing I hear in the morning.
Hey, there's a cowbell. Wait a minute, there's another one here. This is for a smaller cow. All right, anyway, so we got that.
But yes, I'm loving Super Beets so far.
Super Beets, hard not to love. It has everything that you need to boost your energy, support healthy blood pressure. It's a great source of antioxidants. So take Kara's word, Dr. Ken's word, Dr. Jack's word, all the people that are here on this program tell you the same thing. Get it, take it, use it, enjoy it. Benefit from it. 800-655-4183 is the way to get Super Beets. 800-655-4183. You can go to DougLikesBeets.com too and order it there. You'll get the book, Beat the Odds, free shipping. And the cool thing is, if you call now, 800-655-4183, tell them you're listening to us on the Good Day program, you get free shipping. It's a great deal. And as Kara said excitedly, you'll feel the difference. You'll know you're doing something that's super good for your brain, your muscles, all your organs. Order it now. Super Beets, 800-655-4183, or at DougLikesBeets.com.
Welcome to American Fighter Minute. Local girl is smoking.
Hi, I'm Robin. Sat right in front of police officers and just burned the back wheel off.
The get out of jail ticket. Today on American Fighter Minute.
The Movie Man 6-second DVD review starts now.
Zoolander 2 isn't a really ridiculously good movie, but for fans it's good enough. My man.
On June 3rd, The Lonely Island's dope new movie hits theaters. Andy Samberg is Connor for real in Pop Star. Never Stop, Never Stopping. Rated R.
Jeff Ryan for American Fighter Minute. Rockin' Robin.
Been pulled over. Sat right in front of teach police officers and just burn the back wheel off? Why are you disrespecting me? You knew I was watching you do that. Well, okay, I don't think my boyfriend's going to like this too much. He goes, why, who's your boyfriend? I said, oh, he's another Beach Police Department. He's your boss. They kindly handed me back my license and said, okay, you have a nice day. Be careful. I got a phone call about 10 minutes later from the ex-boyfriend. He says, you better not do that again.
American Biker Minute. But your passport to the open road on two wheels.
Think green. Harris with you. China's Ministry of Railways is buying 80 Canadian-made 236-mile-an-hour high-speed trains. Called Zafiro 380 trains, apart from making China greener, they plan to have these ultra-modern, super-sleek trains try to displace plane trips. The Chinese are investing over $300 billion in high-speed rail through 2020 in hopes that it'll trump the rest of the world's train systems. If we here were to manufacture and start to use high-speed rail alongside airplanes, we'd be creating 1 million new jobs. But at this point, we seem to have fallen behind, and we'll probably have to import all of our high-speed trains if we're going to get into the game. But imagine putting all of our unemployed and laid-off auto workers into the game and putting our American ingenuity in the forefront. From the Greeniverse,
think green with Harrison at GoHarrison.com.
Today on App Check, Rula is a large scrolling banner for displaying messages from a distance. For $2, that's what it does. Rula.
There's something screwy around here.
The Movie Man 6-second DVD review starts now.
Zoolander 2 isn't a really, really ridiculously good movie, but for fans it's good enough, my man!
On June 3rd, The Lonely Island's dope new movie hits theaters. Andy Samberg is Connor for real in Popstar, Never Stop, Never Stopping, rated R.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. When's the one time you should never say no to a child? Believe it or not, there is one special time when the word no is out of bounds. Here's the developmental science of it. A mom recently explained to me that her little girl loves to read. She loves books. And the mother delighted and added that about once a week, the child will ask to go visit a bookstore. And then the mother almost nonchalantly said, we never say no when our child asks for a book. What's the cheap psychological trick? Books and kids, perfect combination. So never say no to a child when they ask for a book. Simply having books around, even if they don't read them, has been shown to increase a love of learning and grades. And if you're strapped for money, well, a library book can work just as well. Check out my new book, Cheap Psychological Tricks for Parents, at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.